The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
2-2 game, Capitals in the Buffalo zone. They're looking for a deflection. They got him, Dylan Strome. Went to the net unabated, and he tips that one past Lukanen. It's a 3-2 Capitals lead, 8:55 to go here in the third.
Yeah, that sound effect of Rob Ray going, I think we heard that all across Western New York tonight. Sabre fans seeing Buffalo fall for the ninth straight game. That was your game winner from Strome. Goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you here to the postgame. Brian Colziel and Paul Hamilton in just one moment. Well, the two goals in the third both come from the Capitals. Strome at 11:05 is your game winner, his 10th of the year, and then Chickering into the empty net seals it with a minute and a half to play, his 9th of the year, and it adds up to a 9th straight loss for the Sabres. 0-6-3 in the stretch. Buffalo right back at it tomorrow in Toronto at 5 o'clock. Steve Foley Law pregame at 4. And just a programming note for all of you listening in Buffalo, that game will be on the Bet 1520 due to Bills Lions coverage on our normal flagship WGR. More details on that coming up later when we look ahead to that game. But for now, this one here tonight, final shot totals end up in the third, 6-5 Caps. The Sabres had one shot with, I want to say, about 3.5 to go. They did get some there at the end with the goaltender pulled, but still, only 21 in the game. Washington ends up with 31. Lukanen makes 27 saves in the loss. Thompson makes 19 saves in the win. Those are your final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Special teams also deciding this one tonight. The Capitals getting two goals on the power play. They are 2 of 3, and Buffalo's power play unable to come through. They were 0 for 2. Your DynaBraid.com power play update powered by DynaBraid Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. All right, let's get Paul in here. Paul, just not enough offense in the third there as they were obviously at some point trying to take a lead and then eventually trying to at least tie it back up at 3.
Yeah, the Caps are just so good at killing plays. Buffalo did have two golden opportunities. Tage Thompson made a good move to the backhand and it pretty much had the empty net, but the puck just slid away from him as he went to shoot the puck into the net on the backhand after, as I said, a pretty good move. And then they had a steal and Zucker wound up with the puck on his backhand, like right at the crease, and he backhanded it over the top of the net. So those were the two chances, you know, that they got. They didn't get many. As I said, the Capitals, they are very good at shutting it down, very good at killing plays. You didn't see, you know, like the game-winning goal from Strome, who was just untouched going to the net and redirects Carlson's pass in. You didn't see the Sabres getting that kind of a chance. because this Capitals don't let people go untouched. You know, they, you know, at least when Buffalo went to the net and got the tip-in goal, the Caps were there with them, but, you know, Kulik got the tip and it went in. And that's, you know, that plus Buffalo lost the special teams battle. They gave up two power play goals. They basically lost by a goal. There was an empty netter. So this was basically a one-goal game until the empty netter. And it was really a tie game throughout because, once again, the goal that puts you behind came at 11:05, like midway through the third period, where, you know, it's tight. You know, it's both teams, neither teams are getting a lot of shots in the third. The Caps are just cutting you off. The Buffalo had a couple of shifts in the zone. The Kulik, Benson, and Thompson line really seemed to be the only line that could break through once they were put together. They scored, and they did have a little bit of pressure in the third period and had that chance about with Thompson. So wasn't an awful game. It was, I didn't see panic or anything that like we've seen in some of these other losses that came recently. You are playing the best team in the National Hockey League, so you have to bring your best. And I don't think they were quite their best. I thought that at times they played well. At times you could say they got a really good chance to win a hockey game here. But at the end of the day, they couldn't get it done. And that's, you know, nine losses in a row now. And six, and this won't go down as a one-goal loss, but six were one-goal losses. And for all intents and purposes, so was this. So you can say seven, but it's not really seven because of the empty net goal. But they basically lost by a goal here.
Yeah. And, Paul, again, I mean, a night where, you know, is this, we're going to sit here and say this was a Luukkonen, you know, all-star yes. performance?
He was very good. He made some great saves.
He gives them a chance to win again. I mean, we talked about that in pregame. And another night where we're not sitting here saying that goaltending lost you the game.
Yeah, Wilson's first goal, as I said at the end of the first period, just say nice play. I don't blame any of the Sabres. He's parked. Carlson, who was very good at that, he did it twice in this game and had three assists. You know, a very good offensive-minded defenseman. He sees Wilson. Wilson just deflects it up. Nobody's fault. It just goes in, and you've given up the power play goal. It's really Buffalo's fault to be sitting in the penalty box. That wasn't a penalty that Owen Power needs to take. So that's a problem. But then Wilson's next goal, yeah, I don't like it. It's a power play goal. Clifton's right next to him. It doesn't cover him. You know, nobody's there to and Wilson just basically easily picks up the rebound and puts it in. That's not Lukanen's fault. I mean, somebody's got to be there with Wilson, and they're not. And then Strome, again, nobody picks up Strome. He comes untouched down the slot, but that certainly isn't Lukanen's fault on the redirection. No, I mean, he made some phenomenal saves in this game to keep it at, you know, the Caps at basically two goals and then three before the empty netter. So, yeah, I think it's another wasted goaltender effort.
Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame following the Sabres' ninth straight defeat. They'll be at Toronto tomorrow. We'll preview that before Paul leaves us with us here on the postgame. I guess we, you know, in terms of the goals, Paul, I guess we have to go back to the second period where that's where the better chances occurred. Zucker a couple of times. Tuck had a chance. Benson had one when they just went to 5-on-5. You know, the third, like, as you said, the Caps are just so good at putting the clamps on there. I guess maybe you got to go back there and say, I guess that's where you had to bury your chances.
Yeah, and that's when I think they have a lot of the total we're going to talk about here. They had 21 shots on the net and another 18 wide. 18 where they missed the net. Jason Zucker missed the net four times. And the one was in the third period with a golden opportunity. He also hit the net four times as he had eight shot attempts. They had 18 shots blocked. So there's 36 shots that were either blocked or missed the net. And,
jeez,
you know, it's something that we talk about pretty much on a nightly basis now. Yeah. I mean, I don't think any team misses the net as much as the Buffalo Sabres do. And it's a problem, especially when it's a tight game like that. And just think of if you weren't a team that missed the net as much as the Sabres, could possibly six, and I'll count this as seven, even though it wasn't, seven of these games could have been switched around and gotten points out of them, whether it's 2 points or 1 point. When you're playing a one-goal game and you lose 6 one-goal games, and for all intents and purposes, this one was two to make it seven, and you're missing the net as much as the Sabres do, if you're not a team that misses the net, maybe you're not losing those hockey games.
You know, I want to sit here and say, Paul, the Sabres are playing without their best player, with Dahlin being out here in the second half of the stretch now that they've lost nine in a row. But then, you know, Washington's doing it without Ovechkin. Mm-hmm. Other teams have injuries. So this happens during the course of a season. And guess what? I guess, I'm sure I don't want to answer for you, but you'd probably say what? Above average teams, when they have injuries, they find ways not to lose nine in a row, right? Like when you have a good player out and maybe they miss 8 games, well, figure out a way to maybe go 3-5 in those games or something along those lines, right? Like if your best player's out, you got to figure out a way to just not lose the season. It feels like the Sabres are losing the season right here before our eyes. 3 weeks ago on a Saturday, you and I are talking here after that win at San Jose. They are in third and they're 3 points out of first. 3 weeks later, you know, the Sabres are lucky Montreal lost tonight. Had Montreal won, the Sabres would be in dead last right now, but they are second dead last. So it feels like the season is getting away from them in a 3 week span here. And you always comment on the teams are piling up that you're going to have to leapfrog over, and the job becomes very, very almost impossible to do. It feels like we're basically right there now.
And they went through 7 straight losses with still being in the playoff race. They were right there. Now yeah. It's starting to get away from them. You know, the last loss and this loss, it's starting to get away from them now. As far as points goes, how many points you're behind. There are still a bunch of teams. I right now couldn't care less about the Montreal Canadiens. I'm not looking back. I'm looking up.
You get passed by Montreal, they're bad.
They're not on my radar. Until they do pass you, I couldn't care less about the Montreal Canadiens. I don't even look at them. I'm looking at the teams that are above, and that's where it's starting to get away from them. And there's just nothing in sight. I mean, these last two games were better, but could I just say so what? I mean, you have to bottom line this. This is a team that's supposed to make the playoffs. This is a team where Lindy Ruff and Kevin Adams said the time is now, and they were right to say it. The time should have been now. You made some moves to make your team harder to play against, which should have made you better. You didn't make enough moves. You didn't get scoring on your team. And here is another game where you couldn't score. And you wind up losing. You're not losing one-goal games if you have guys that can put the puck in the net. But the guys that you thought were going to put the puck in the net for the last 2 years now, you didn't learn your lesson last year, so you had to learn it again this year. And quite honestly, you shouldn't get a chance to learn it a third year. I was all for bringing him back for this year. All right, he made a mistake a little bit in the way he did it last year. But I was all for bringing him back for this year and let him correct the mistake. He didn't correct. He got better, as I said, harder to play against. Zucker's a nice signing. McLeod is a nice trade. But still, you didn't get the trade done that needed to be done for the last 2 years. And that right now is a problem when you're losing 6-7 one-goal games in a row.
By him saying that, you know, he still believes in this group kind of thing, Paul, in some sense, he's almost burying his own work quicker. I mean, If he at least in this stretch made a move or did something to make it seem as though that he is aware that it needs change, I guess if you want to cut him some slack in that sense, maybe I could make the argument for it. I agree with everything you said, but the fact that he's still going all in on, I believe in this group, this is the group that's going to get it done for us, it's going to happen now, it makes him look worse. In my opinion.
But yeah, it does. But you and I should be fair, too. What is he going to say? I screwed up and didn't make the trade?
True. He's not going to say that.
It's like he's not going to say that. He's not going to make himself look bad. So, of course, he's going to say what he said. I think any GM probably would. He's just going to not come out and say, well, I should have made a trade, but I didn't. Or it's my responsibility to get it done, and I didn't.
Or I was going to make a trade, but the media might have yelled at me for it, so therefore I'm not going to do it. Like, that was a bad line. Yeah.
Yeah, but so it's just, I know it's hard. I get it. And I know it's difficult, and I know it's not an easy trade to make, but you've been hired to make that trade, and you got to find a way to do it. And he hasn't found a way to do it, and his team right now is paying for it because the people he's counting on have shown him time and time again they're not capable of scoring enough goals to be winners. But that's what he's done with it. So I've said this about a week ago, and I'll say it again. Terry Pegula, it's your move.
Paul, let's finish with Toronto tomorrow. Right back at it, 5 o'clock. And again, for all of you listening in Buffalo, that game will be on the Bet 1520. Steve Foley Law pregame at 4. Leafs also played tonight in Detroit. So in terms of the travel and the fatigue, 2 short flights, going to pretty much line up to be the same. Would you expect James Reimer tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, I think it will. I think they'll go back to back with James Reimer and then Lukanen in Montreal. It's a little shorter, actually quite a bit shorter flight for Toronto, but it doesn't matter. They're both traveling.
Right.
They're both going to have to do the customs thing. So it doesn't matter if it's a little bit long. And plus, it takes about an hour to get to the Washington airport. You still run into traffic even at this time of night. It's not an excuse. So they're both traveling. It's not that big of a deal. Even if it's an hour more, so what? That should not be anything that affects the game one way or the other.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We will talk tomorrow with the Sabres and the Leafs from Toronto.
Okay. Talk to you then.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame. Again, Steve Foley Law pregame at 4, and in Buffalo, it'll be on the Bet 1520. And, of course, we'll hear from Lindy Ruff. We'll have his interviews. Lindy's interviews and appearances on our pregame shows and postgame shows are brought to you by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. 4-2, Washington wins it. The Sabres have lost 9 in a row. And for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodnight to you at this time. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com. 4-2, Caps win it over the Sabres. I'm Brian Colziel. More postgame right after this timeout. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be right back.
They center it in front. Oh, what a big save by Luukkonen at the far post. That is massive in a 3-2 game. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen reaching out to that far post, robbing Dylan Strome.
Now Luukkonen again giving them a chance to win. That one, his save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Welcome back to the postgame. 9 losses in a row for the Sabres, 0-6-3 in the stretch as they fall to Washington by a score of 4-2. Let's update you on the standings here. We got our scores from around the league brought to you by Fieglecar and Joyce, your border attorneys. All right, let's go to the games that are all final. New Jersey, no problem at home in Newark today. They beat Chicago by a score of 4-1. Kings win in New York against the Rangers 5-1. Minnesota 4-1 winners at home over Philadelphia. Edmonton doubling up Vegas 6-3. Overtime for Ottawa. They win in at home against Pittsburgh 3-2. Those are the types of games right there that kill the Sabres. Ottawa and Pittsburgh both ahead of Buffalo. They are teams that are on the outside looking in, and it's a 3-point game there. 2 for the Senators, 1 for the Pens. Detroit pulls out of the tie with the Sabres. They get a 4-2 win at home over Toronto. Sabres, of course, will play the Leafs tomorrow. Other finals, Anaheim in overtime winning in Columbus 4-3. The Blue Jackets get a point there. Winnipeg beating Montreal 4-2. That'll keep Montreal in the basement for the moment, 1 point less than the Sabres. Early third period in Dallas, 1-1 between the Stars and the Blues. Starting the second period, still looking for a goal between Nashville and Colorado. And 4 games are just starting. Florida in Calgary, Boston is at Vancouver, Utah is in San Jose, and Tampa is at Seattle. All right, let's go to Big Four College Hoops. A nice win for St. Bonaventure. What a great season for Mark Schmidt and his club. They win at Providence on the road, 74-70. The Bonnies are now 10-1. Niagara with a comeback win at home at the Gallagher Center. They improved to 5-6, beating St. Francis 69-66. Canisius dropping to 0-11. Still looking for their first win. They lose at home to Maine, 84-79. Syracuse at the Dome, dropping to 5-5. They lose to Georgetown, 75-71. The UB women improved to 9-0. They won at home tonight over Stony Brook, 72-55. College football, Army-Navy Classic today, and it is Navy that gets a win, 31-13, to improve to 9-3. There are a couple of bowl games today. Jackson State beating South Carolina State in the Celebration Bowl, 28-7. And let's see here. There's also one other bowl game going on right now. Of course, you got to have a MAC team involved. They do, yes. Western Michigan.
Bowl.
In the Veterans Bowl, yes. Thank you. Leading South Alabama, 10-3 in the Veterans Bowl. Also college football, the Heisman Trophy was awarded tonight. Travis Hunter, the favorite, he wins it. The wide receiver and corner for the Colorado Buffaloes, he goes away with the trophy. The last two-way player to win it, do you remember? Charles Woodson of Michigan. All right, there's your update. Sabres fall 4-2. Another night without Rasmus Dahlin, still out with back spasms. I have no inside information on how Dahlin is feeling. My guess is if he's not going to go today, he's probably not going to play tomorrow with the short turnaround. But nevertheless, Lindy said he's starting to skate. Sabres aren't going to practice tomorrow, so you know I think they're going to want him to practice. That's kind of how they've done all of these injuries, that they've had some things lingering. Thompson they did it with, other players they did it with, where they want him to get a couple of practices before they play. So my guess is, my prediction is, no Dahlin tomorrow, but we'll see officially tomorrow when Paul is there watching warm-ups or when he speaks with Lindy Ruff. But that's the biggest injury concern, of course, right now, the Sabres captain out of the lineup. Injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at Catholic Health's St. Joseph campus. Go with Joe's. One of the healthy scratches tonight was Jack Quinn. As we've mentioned, only one goal into an empty net. My guess is, Lindy said he hopes to get him in this weekend. My guess it'll be tomorrow. Not saying that he's going to make a difference. Not saying that he's going to score. Not even saying he deserves to be in. But the Sabres lack some offense tonight and some finishing. I'm going to guess Lindy throws him a bone here tomorrow and says, look, all right, show me what you got here. So that's my prediction. I think Quinn will go back in tomorrow, but we'll see. Again, tomorrow we'll preview it all. Paul will be live on the scene in Toronto. We'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame at 4, and then Sabres and Leafs at 5. That game again in Buffalo will be on the Bet 1520 Bills-Lions coverage starting all day right here on our flagship on WGR starting at 11, taking you up to the 4:25 kickoff with Chris Brown, Eric Wood, Sal Capaccio on the call from Detroit in what should be the game of the day in the National Football League. All right, with that, 9 in a row for the Sabres on the bad side of things. We'll see if it gets to 10 tomorrow in Toronto or if they can snap it against the Leafs. Either way, I'll be with you on the pregame at 4, and that's when we'll speak with you next as we put a wrap here on our postgame show tonight. I want to thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, our network producer. Thank you, Evan. Jonathan Koziel with the social media and game story. Check it out, WGR550.com. Tom Maddy is our engineer. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Koziel. Thank you for listening. Final again from Washington. Capitals 4, Sabres 2. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Bet 1520 with the Sabres and the Leafs from Toronto, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.